Let's turn our attention to deer, because the New South Wales government has announced it will remove the unique game classification for deer. Farmers have long campaigned for the animal to be classified as a pest, as the deer population has exploded in recent years. New South Wales Agriculture Minister Adam Marshall says the change will ease current restrictions on landholders looking to control the population on their own farm. Our reporter Michael Kavanagh was at the media conference this morning with the minister, and I spoke to him a short time ago about the fact that the explosion in numbers has seemed to have forced the government's hand.
That's right, Condo. It's been going on for several years because obviously as the deer population has exploded, and over the last 10 years, it's increased from approximately 8 to 17%. Now, you've had two sides of the argument, farmers increasingly wanting to get rid of the deer, and ironically the explosion in that deer did also occur when the deer farms were no longer profitable, and a lot of people just let them go, off they went into the wild. On the other side of the fence, you've got the game hunters, and at the moment, until this change came in, the only people that were allowed to shoot deer were licensed game hunters and also the licensed commercial game hunters. So there's been this big debate about whether they get reclassified to pests or be kept as game. And as the numbers have got bigger and bigger, it's been decided to just treat them the same as whether they be foxes, rabbits, or in some cases kangaroo.
And we're seeing they're encroaching more on sort of peri-urban areas, and they're a hazard on the roads, and that's, you know, obviously precipitated some of this action.
Well, it's striking too, because today when the minister made the announcement, we're at a place called Lake Cateye, which a lot of people would describe as almost these days as a satellite suburb of Port Macquarie. And the house that I'm on is on, it's a much, much larger than a normal building block, but has a real problem with deer coming in and eating everything except the lavender. They've had to build screens around different plants to make sure. And in fact, the owner was telling me that at one stage there was last year that many deer that you actually had hunters wandering down the street. And it's essentially a semi-rural bush block. And the deer, but you find them in Port Macquarie itself. It's nothing to be sitting in. The other day, I was at a delicatessen in the industrial area of Port Macquarie, having a cup of coffee with the owner of the delicatessen. And over my shoulder, he said, "Oh, look, there are some deer on the other side of the road." And they were just going through what you would find as a grassy verge with some scrubland on the side of the road. And you drive along the highway now, the Pacific Highway, we've always seen different signs up, but increasingly you're seeing those signs of warning of deer.
And today, what did the minister actually announce?
Well, they've gone for this reclassification so that, in effect, you no longer have to be a licensed game hunter to be culling deer or shooting, whether it be for the sport and the meat. But now, if you are a licensed shooter and a property owner invites you onto the farm, and that still exists, you've got to be invited on, therefore you can go out and shoot the deer. And that is the big change. They're still looking at other things, such as other ways of controlling. If you do shoot deer, the only people that can consume the meat is either the shooter or the property that they'll kill. But essentially, as the minister here, change from game to widening those people that have access to be able to shoot the deer.
Well, let's hear from the minister, Adam Marshall, now on what those changes will actually mean.
Well, it will certainly have an impact. It won't be the panacea, the overall solution to the growing deer population in the state, but it is a significant first step. This actually removing this sort of semi-protected special game status that deer has is crucial, because not only does it make it easier for landholders to control deer on private land, negates the need for special game hunting licences and the cost that is incurred as part of that, but it also means that we can now have consistency across the state in the way that we treat and control all feral invasive pest species in the state, where in the past deer sort of sat out on its own and enjoyed this semi-protected status. And that certainly has contributed to the exploding population in the last 10 years. At the same time that we're making this announcement, this is the first step of many. We're doing, the state government is partnering with a number of agencies to do some significant research projects, two projects worth around around $16 million to look at other control measures that we can introduce in the state to control deer population. At the moment, we're limited to aerial and on-ground culling, trapping and exclusion fencing, and clearly that's not going to be enough together with this new regulation to control deer. We will need to access and apply across the state other control measures, and that's what this the research that's underway right now is all about. But it is a major issue, not just for landholders and farmers as it's been for years, but now we're seeing these pests really start to encroach on urban and peri-urban areas. And we're standing here at Lake Cadia at the moment, and just a few metres away in a fairly normal sort of suburban street, we have deer here regularly, and people hitting them and killing them on the roads here. They are presenting a major safety risk as well.
If you want to bring the numbers down then, and you'll have aerial culling possibly, and widening the capabilities of coming on properties to shoot, what about such things as the use of 1080 or something similar?
Well, at the moment, 1080 baiting of deer is prohibited because the baiting or the use of 1080 is regulated by the federal government through the Australian Veterinary Pesticides and Veterinary Medicines Authority, the APVMA. So even if we wanted to, you can't bait for deer at the moment using 1080.
Would it be worth trying, though, because we're using it with the wild dogs, for example? Is it possible that some form of poison should be used to bring those numbers down?
That is exactly what those two research projects are looking at now. Obviously, with deer being a herbivore, you couldn't necessarily just apply a straight 1080 across to deer because they're herbivores. The impact on them and the biophysics of deer is very different to wild dogs, for example, that are carnivorous. So that's what the research all about, is looking at some alternate measures, whether they be baiting, whether they be sterilisation programs or other measures that we could apply in New South Wales. I also intend to be raising this at our first Ag Ministers meeting with my state counterparts and the Federal Ag Minister in October, because this is a national issue in my view. New South Wales can't solve this alone, because we're getting inundated with deer coming in from the north, from Queensland, and the south from Victoria. So even if we...
Do you mean to say it's those terrible Queenslanders?
Well, we can blame them for a lot. But no, there's definitely enough evidence to show that there are deer coming into New South Wales from both of those states as well. So this isn't an issue that New South Wales can solve on its own.